Welcome to my podcast. My podcast will consist of me dealing with annoying people and how I overcome this challenge for so long. You may be saying,
like, really, Sarah?
But seriously, it's a huge problem. But if I haven't told you already, my name is Sarai Forbes. It was last year. I was in biology, and my teacher had been giving us work, like, back to back, and I really got tired of it and annoyed. I then began to experience anxiety, so I thought if I said anything, I would start yelling and using vulgar language that may have disturbed the class. So I began to breathe in and out to contain myself, because I know I was not going to keep my composure for very long. So I breathed in and out until I went calm and got to lunch to talk it out with my advisor. How do you cope with annoying people in your workplace?
How do I cope with annoying people in the workplace? I don't cope with annoying people in the workplace. I do my job. I go to work with an agenda, a goal, you know, a task, so to speak, a plan. And my entire goal is to execute that plan at the end of business day. You know, if I come in contact with individuals who stop that process, I always find a way to navigate around it just so that at the end of the day, my goal is reached. So it's not really a point of dealing with an annoying individual. I don't even like to use the word annoying, because at the end of the day, I mean, I get it. Things happen where you get bothered, and sometimes somebody else's process affects your process. But I've always been one of those individuals who were taught that you never let one monkey stop your show. So I'll just keep it moving.
This is my mom. My mom is an account manager, so she's in charge with the hours they put in and how much they get paid for doing it. In my opinion, she experiences the most annoying people. I have witnessed it myself. How do you cope with annoying people in your workplace?
How do I cope with annoying people in my workplace? Be cordial with them, you know, have friendly conversation. You know, because at the end of the day, you don't want these individuals to ruin what you got going on as far as a promotion, a raise, whatever the case may be. And maybe you may want to invite them out, you know, to a function or something. You know, so they could loosen the fuck up or something. Stop being so uptight. You know what I'm saying? And maybe when they come to work, they'll feel a lot more relaxed. Because this individual may have a lot going on in their life. You know what I'm saying? They may need friends. So their way of making friends is probably annoying the fuck out of you. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, people do shit to get a reaction out of you. You see what I'm saying? So me per se, I'm a friendly guy. You know, and I could befriend the worst of the worst. You see what I'm saying? But I deal with them, you know, accordingly. Because I don't want them to ruin something that I got going on at the workplace.
That is my dad. My dad works at a cable company called WOW. He deals with cable lines outside and Wi-Fi from the inside. He also deals with annoying people because they don't want to work. They just sit around all day doing nothing. And that really bothers my dad, because he's been working there since I was a little kid. He's always worked really hard for everything he does. Over the years, well, since I was a kid, on and off I've been living with my cousins. I have 3 cousins, plus their mom, makes them 4 in total. Plus my parents, my brother, and my sisters, which makes it 6. So 10 people living under one household. Yes, it is annoying, because there's noise constantly. Things getting broken, yelling. It's complete chaos. But yet, I have to cope with it. Even though I cope with it, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect me.
How do you cope with annoying people at school?
I don't deal with people.
That's it?
Yeah.
This is my sister. my twin sister. Now, she is very annoying to the point where I want to get physical with her. I have gotten physical with her before, but I've learned being physical isn't the way to handle things. So I use different strategies. One of my strategies are to take deep breaths. This helped me calm my nerves before exploding. And to do not react to them. Though I may be tempted to yell or curse at a person that's being annoying, reacting to them is just going to make you more upset. And as you get upset, you give a person the attention they may be seeking. And also to set boundaries. With specific boundaries, they may irritate you more because they don't know your expectations and the way your mood is at this moment. The moral point of this podcast is proxemics, meaning the amount of space people feel is necessary to set between themselves and others. Because without proxemics, it lets people into your personal space, causing you to get annoyed and for people to think that you're a bad person after you get done releasing all that tension off your shoulders. I say that because it happens to me. And then they find out you're intimidating and rude. Just a lot of stuff, you know? Thanks for watching or reading my podcast. Soraya's out. Peace.